Well, as we mentioned, kids are home because schools across the nation are closing to stop the spread of coronavirus. In Wisconsin, the government has mandated that all schools close beginning tomorrow. But before that, one school there has been using data about the virus as a teaching tool. Emily Files of member station UWM visited a classroom where for weeks middle schoolers have been analyzing coronavirus statistics.
Eastbrook Academy is a small K-12 Christian school on the north side of Milwaukee. Eighth graders here say they heard about the coronavirus on TikTok, the social media video app. Here's Noah Keller.
It's kind of like over-exaggerated. They kind of make it into like a apocalypse, end of the world thing.
Math teacher Bill Drewliner says the students brought their concern into the classroom.
There was a lot of alarm. Sometimes it's hard to tell whether the kids are joking or not. There was either concern or fake concern that was coming out in the way they were talking about it. You know, can we talk about coronavirus instead of, you know, solving linear equations or things like that?
This was back in mid-February when the virus was mostly confined to China. Drewliner saw it as a learning opportunity. So for the past 3 weeks, his class has studied the coronavirus infection data and calculated the rate of growth. Student Mariah Guire says it became more significant for her once the outbreak reached the U.S. She's worried about relatives in Wisconsin and other states.
For me, it's creepy or, like, scary because I have family, like, everywhere. So it's just, like, every state there is, they're like, oh, yeah, your blah, blah, blah lives there. And I'm like, whoa, they might get it.
After looking at the numbers in one recent class, Drewliner asked students what recommendations they would tell the CDC. Kia Osterwind raised her hand.
So, yes, Kia.
To not stop so many planes. Maybe there's a food shipment, and then if we do need to quarantine everyone in the house, we need to have food.
Patrick Honor says using real-life examples can make math concepts more accessible, and coronavirus is as real as it gets. Honor teaches at New York City's Stuyvesant High School and wrote a coronavirus statistics lesson for other teachers to use.
Teachers are always looking for ways to make math real for their students, and you know, the coronavirus is very real. So the students are curious because they know that this can affect them.
Honor says teachers need to be sensitive to the fact that the conversation can be scary for students.
That's where the expertise of a teacher knowing their students really is important, because you have that relationship with them and you understand, you know, what will be appropriate for them and what might be too much.
Biology teacher Megan Christensen wanted her students to know the reality of the situation. She teaches in Upland, California, near L.A. Christensen had her ninth graders research how viruses like COVID-19 infect cells. Soon they'll write papers about solutions to viral outbreaks.
We need to teach students about what is important. We need to teach students about real-world problems and how to figure things out, because that is what happens when you're an adult.
The teachers hope their lessons about the coronavirus help their students feel better informed, even as news about the spread of it grows more concerning. For NPR News, I'm Emily Files in Milwaukee.